2026-27 FAFSA application process and Pell Grant eligibility changes. The federal submission deadline for the 2026-27 FAFSA is June 30, 2027, and the scheduled maximum federal Pell Grant award for that year is $7,395. This guide explains how to prepare a student aid. Gov account, invite contributors, consent to the transfer of IRS tax information, confirm details after submission, and follow the revised asset reporting rules. The 2026-27 FAFSA must be submitted online through student aid. Gov, and the federal deadline is 11:59 p.m. Central Time on June 30, 2027. State and college priority deadlines may be much earlier than the federal deadline, and some aid must be applied for before available funds are exhausted. The scheduled maximum federal Pell Grant award for 2026-27 is $7,395, but the actual amount varies depending on financial need, enrollment intensity, period of attendance, and costs determined by the school. The net worth of qualifying family businesses with at most 100 employees and family farms where the family resides is excluded from 2026-27 FAFSA assets. After submission, you should check the processing status, student aid index, input errors, and school list in the FAFSA submission summary. The 2026-27 FAFSA, free application for federal student aid, is the official form used to apply for U.S. federal student aid. FAFSA information is used not only for federal Pell Grants, federal student loans, and work-study programs, but also for many state and college aid programs. The federal submission deadline for the 2026-27 FAFSA is June 30, 2027 at 11:59 p.m. U.S. Central Time. However, states and colleges may have earlier priority deadlines, so waiting based only on the federal deadline could result in missing some aid opportunities. Key 2026-27 FAFSA dates category date or item to check meaning application period currently open can be submitted online at student aid. Gov federal submission deadline June 30, 2027 at 11:59 p.m. U.S. Central Time, the FAFSA must be submitted by this time. State deadlines vary by state. Some aid may be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis, or until funds run out. College priority deadlines vary by school. Earlier dates may apply when considering institutional scholarships and grants. Post-submission review immediately after processing is complete. Review the FAFSA submission summary and any requests from schools for additional documents. The federal deadline is the final date on which the FAFSA can be submitted, not the recommended application date for receiving the full range of available aid. It is safest to check separate deadlines with the financial aid offices of the colleges you plan to attend and the relevant state aid agency. Even if a priority deadline has passed, you can still submit the FAFSA while the federal deadline remains open to determine whether any aid is available. Who applies and who becomes a contributor? The FAFSA is submitted by a student seeking federal student aid. In general, to receive federal aid, the student must be a U.S. citizen or eligible non-citizen, and must also meet program-specific requirements, such as enrollment in an eligible degree or certificate program and the school's satisfactory academic progress standards. FAFSA contributors. A contributor is a person who must provide their information and consent on the FAFSA. Depending on the student's circumstances, this may include the student, the student's spouse, a dependent student's biological or adoptive parent, a parent's spouse, depending on the parent's marital status and tax filing status. Being designated as a contributor does not mean that the person is legally responsible for the student's tuition or has agreed to pay any money. It is an administrative designation identifying who must provide the financial information required for the FAFSA. Each contributor must use their own student aid Gov account. No one should use another person's account on their behalf, and family members must not share a single account. A parent without a social security number can also create an account by completing the designated identity verification process. Information to prepare before applying. Preparing the following information before starting the 2026-27 FAFSA can reduce interruptions and data entry errors. Student aid. Gov accounts for the student and each contributor legal name, date of birth, email address, and social security number. If applicable information needed to determine the student's marital, dependency, and independent student status, 2024 federal tax information and tax filing status cash, and savings and checking account balances, as of the FAFSA submission date, net worth information for reportable investments, real estate, businesses, and other assets. A list of colleges that should receive the aid information needed to determine which parents' information must be provided if the parents are divorced or separated. Assets are generally reported at their value as of the date the FAFSA is completed. Although 2024 tax information is used, current asset balances should not also be reported using figures from the end of 2024. If the family's current income has decreased substantially since 2024, first submit the FAFSA accurately, and then ask the college's financial aid office whether a review is available based on special circumstances such as job loss, reduced income, or medical expenses. The school does not make an automatic adjustment and may require documentation. Official online FAFSA application process 1. Verify student aid. Gov accounts confirm that the student and each required contributor can log in using their own accounts. Their names, dates of birth, and social security numbers, if applicable, must match official records. Because account creation or identity verification may take time, it is best not to wait until the submission deadline. 2. Select the 2026-27 FAFSA to apply for aid for the academic period from July 1, 2026 through June 30, 2027. Select the 2026-27 FAFSA. Submitting a form for a different year will not be used to determine aid for this award year. 3. Enter the student's information. First, enter the student's identity, contact information, residence, academic plans, and personal circumstances. The answers determine whether the student is independent or dependent and required to provide parental information. 4. Invite contributors. Invite any parent or spouse required by the FAFSA as a contributor. The invitation information must exactly match the other person's student aid, Gov account information. After receiving the invitation, the contributor logs in with their own account, completes their assigned section, and signs it. 5. Consent to the transfer of IRS tax information. The student and each contributor must provide consent and approval for federal tax information to be transferred directly from the IRS to the FAFSA and used. This verification process may also be required for someone who did not file a tax return. If a required contributor does not provide consent, the student may be ineligible for federal student aid. 6. Enter asset and school information. Enter the assets required by the FAFSA based on their value as of the submission date, and select the schools that should receive the aid information. The order in which schools are listed does not indicate the likelihood of admission. Do not confuse excluded assets with reportable investments. 7. Obtain every contributor's signature and complete submission. All required contributors must complete their sections and provide electronic signatures before the FAFSA can be properly submitted. Confirm that the submission confirmation appears on the screen and retain the confirmation records. Asset rules for family businesses with 100 or fewer employees and family farms for the 2026-27 FAFSA. Assets that meet the following requirements are excluded from reporting. Asset type 2026-27 treatment, a business owned and controlled by the family with 100 or fewer full-time or full-time equivalent employees. Net worth excluded if these requirements are met. A family farm, where the family actually resides. Net worth excluded if these requirements are met. A business that does not meet the requirements, or a farm or real estate held for investment purposes, may be included under the general asset reporting rules. This change means that the net worth of an eligible family business or a family farm where the family resides is excluded from the FAFSA asset calculation. It does not mean that income generated by the business or farm and reported on the tax return is removed or excluded from the tax information transfer. If the number of employees, the family's ownership and control, or whether the family actually resides on the farm is unclear, do not exclude the asset at your own discretion. Check the 2026-27 FAFSA instructions or consult a college financial aid office. Pell Grant maximum of $7,395, and the actual award amount the maximum scheduled award for the 2026-27 federal Pell Grant is $7,395. The Pell Grant is generally a federal grant for undergraduate students with significant financial need who have not yet earned a bachelor's or professional degree. Although exceptions may apply to certain post-baccalaureate teacher certification programs, the announcement of the maximum amount does not mean that every applicant will receive $7,395. The school determines the student's eligibility and actual scheduled award using FAFSA information and federal standards. Key determining factors include the Student Aid Index and federal Pell Grant calculation standards. FAFSA information, such as the income of the student and family size, the school's established cost of attendance enrollment intensity, such as full-time or part-time status, the actual enrollment period, and number of terms the student's remaining Pell Grant lifetime eligibility, whether the student received a Pell Grant from another school for the same period. The $7,395 amount refers to the standard maximum scheduled annual award. If an eligible student enrolls in an additional term and meets the year-round Pell requirements, the student may receive up to 150% of the scheduled award in one award year. Individual term payments and annual totals should therefore be checked in the school's financial aid details. Unlike a loan, a Pell Grant generally does not have to be repaid. However, if the student stops attending classes during the term, changes enrollment intensity, or loses eligibility, the award may be adjusted and part of it may have to be returned. Review the FAFSA submission summary after submission. Submitting the online form does not complete every step of the process. Once the FAFSA has been processed, review the FAFSA submission summary on studentaid.gov. Items to review include FAFSA processing status and submission date, student aid index, and information about federal aid eligibility errors or missing student and contributor information, the list of colleges designated to receive the FAFSA information items requiring additional review or correction, additional documentation requested by colleges regarding income, family relationships, or other matters. The FAFSA submission summary is not a college's final financial aid offer. Each college provides a separate aid package based on admission status, enrollment plans, cost of attendance, institutional aid funding, and the results of any additional verification. Do not change information that was originally accurate simply because the aid amount is lower than expected. Correct typographical or factual errors, but for special circumstances, such as a substantial decrease in income, contact the school's financial aid office to ask about its review process. Final checklist before submission confirmed that the application award year is 2026-27. The student and every contributor use their own student aid. GOV accounts. Contributor invitation information matches the legal information on their accounts. Everyone required to do so consented to the transfer of IRS tax information and signed the FAFSA. Entered 2024 tax information and assets as of the submission date using their respective reference dates. Reviewed the family business and family farm exclusion requirements and did not omit other assets at personal discretion. Separately checked state and college priority deadlines. After receiving submission confirmation, reviewed the FAFSA submission summary and communications from colleges.